Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Bob Marley says, is this love that I'm feeling? Yes, we're supposed to have the love of a God, the love of each other, the love of his creation, the love of just being in the land of the living. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. If you would like to reach us, our phone number is 410-661-4103. Again, if you want to call us for prayer, our number is 410-661-4103. If you would like to write us, our P.O. box is 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, that's the Fivefold Ministries, P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. As you sit back and relax, we are going to the nation with the people of Jamaica. As I told you this summer, we was invited to a town outside of Montego Bay. And we was there to be in fellowship with Apostle Mears, and truly we had a good time. We had that coconut fish, we had the cabbages, the red beans and rice, as we enjoyed just being by with the people there on the beach. I was able to get a glass boat and see the ocean bottom, and then I was able to get my seafood once I got off the boat, grilled, and I enjoyed that lobster on the beach. And I thank God that my daughter was with me, our psalmist Sydney Mercer, as she was swimming with the dolphins, and we really had a good time. She had to make sure that her mother was straight, and I just jumped in the pool, and I enjoyed myself. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about going back again this year or even next year. And we have a special surprise that Apostle Mears in Jamaica sent a prayer to us here in United States. I'm asking you to open up those spiritual ears, no condemnation, no judgment. When you deal with other foreign countries, you have to be patient. You have to ask God to give you wisdom and to have spiritual knowledge, because sometimes you may not understand the language or the dialect that they're speaking. They have a very strong accent in some of these countries. Like, we're going to have Pakistan is going to come over and preach the word for us. We heard a word from him that he's getting his master's in divinity. He has set up Christian churches there in Pakistan. They are doing well. He sent us pictures as well as copies of his sermon. So we thank God for those foreign nations. Again, when you listen to the different ones who are not a part of this United States and their English may not be as clear as ours, you have to be patient. You have to listen with spiritual ears. Ask God to give you the revelation knowledge and receive it in love. It is so very nice that he sent us a prayer all the way from Jamaica to pray for us in this United States. So we will be listening to Apostle Mears, as I said. We also just heard from Bob Molly, This Is Love. And we thank God for that beautiful artist who made some nice music in that particular country. As I said, I really enjoyed that coconut fish. So the music belonged to the artist. This is our disclaimer. They own rights to their own music. We are here to promote those sounds and CDs and encourage you to buy them. Matter of fact, we're going to listen in love tonight to hear what Apostle Mir say. But let us listen to some more Bob Molly. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Amen. You know, when I saw this video of Bob Molly singing Is This Love, he was with all denominations and different races of children. It was truly, truly beautiful, you know, just to sit back and just see how we can all come together in love. Well, as I promised you, we're going to the nation of Jamaica right now. And we are going to listen to Apostle Cleon Mears. He is our fellowship apostle and bishop that we have networked with. They just had their convocation. He's planning to come to the United States, as well as the doors are open for invitation for us to go back and fellowship. Let us listen to the prayer. And remember, just be patient and listen with spiritual ears. Amen.
So whatever it is that is on you, job, situation, children, husband, wife, friends, associate, witchcraft to the highest order, altars that have been speaking against you, today I believe the Lord God is bringing rescue. And the only thing I can best say in the entitlement of this podcast is to say, follow instruction. There's an instruction that will save you from destruction. There's an instruction that will pull you out from under an erroneous spell. There's an instruction that will bring you breakthrough. is always a God-given instruction. The problem is that we are disobedient at times or believe that God will not speak to us in this manner. And we are overwhelmed and burdened by life situations. Why? Because we will not follow instruction. I believe that there's an instruction for you to follow today. It may look ideally simplistic. Maybe you wanted one to be enormous, something created, a mood that would have engulfed you into a place beyond oblivion, which, glory to God, hallelujah, would have expressed some level of worth that you give yourself credit. And God will simply give you a move that will release you and your family and to cause you to be totally mesmerized. We pray today that upon the promise of this one, that someone will be released from under what hell has put them, have been putting them through. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, there's a word of a man called Naaman. And this word jump out at me. I felt shade on it in a fasting service Thursday. And I feel led to shear on it again. Glory to God. The word does. No Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. What's the word but? A conjunction there. But he was a leper. Let me backtrack. No Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man. Look at those expressions. With his master, an honorable man, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Case scenario change. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel. A little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. We don't know who God is going to use to get us to the next level. Maybe just aspire today from a simple servant and not Benin, TV Jake, TV Joshua, and none of those prominent names. But I hear a word this morning, hallelujah, to send a word of comfort to somebody. And I'm doing so out of obedience. I'm following instruction. And she said unto her mistress, "With God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his Lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, "Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. Oh God, the practices of old must be practiced today. These men were not going before the servant of God or before the king empty-handed. They were going with pieces of silver and pieces of gold and raiment. They never go empty-handed before the servant of God. And he brought the letter, and some may say, "Oh, he wants something from us now. That's why he's saying that." I'm just reading scripture. It's right there. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man..." man of his leprosy. Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. A misunderstanding. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Oh, God. So Naaman come with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a message, hallelujah, a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times. Tell somebody in church today to follow instruction. Tell your neighbor, tell your relative and friend that there's an instruction coming from the throne room of God for you. Oh, glory to God, an instruction. That is going to bring you breakthrough. I believe it in the name of Jesus. And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me. Because some people are very prideful in spite of going through all type of attack. Pride is overwhelming them. And stand up, hallelujah, and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Farfa rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. We got to watch ourselves. When God sent an instruction, watch your temper, watch your anger, watch your pride. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? Glory to God. How much rather then when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean, glory to God. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he already made a mess, start cursing out the man of God. Why do you want to take any blessing from someone like that? Hallelujah. You don't want it when people start cursing, saying bad things against the servant of God. Keep your blessing and keep what you have and take your healing. Go on your merry way. Glory to God. We're happy for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules of burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth to offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing the Lord pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Raman to worship thee, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Raman, when I bow down myself in the house of Raman, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. And so he goes on and on and on, until even Gehazi, the servant of the prophet, get himself mixed up in the story. But let me jump into the meat of the matter that must be, hallelujah, brought forth to bring a release to someone this very, very day. And even Gehazi too put himself in trouble by not following instruction of the prophet. Because you can put yourself in serious degradation and problematic situation by not following instruction. I believe today I'm talking to somebody that is still suffering because they never hear. Hallelujah. They probably were warned about the marriage, warned about the job, warned about the the child, warn about the house, warn about the place they presently worship, warn about their company, warn about their friends, warn about not telling some people their secret, warn about by not telling everybody their dream. I don't know, hallelujah, I don't know who I'm talking to. They were warned about not going to the club, sitting by that same old fireside, sharing all the secret they did, but they're now suffering. They have been warned, glory to God, hallelujah, by something, by someone, hallelujah, somebody they seem significant, because you never know. If God will use anybody to talk, Balaam donkey talk, sometimes we disregard a prophetic word, even a prophetic instruction, because it never up to your suit, because you have itching ears, and what you wanted to hear was not told to you at the time, and you went away in anger, bitter, and speak things against a servant of God, male or female, and today you are in regret because of what you have never listened to. But today we are praying, believing that you'll open your spirit, hallelujah, for what God is saying to you. It's a prophetic instruction. And you know you're suffering, want to come out, and probably just the thing you need to do is to repent. Hallelujah. David repented in Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God. Hallelujah. According to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. He prayed his prayers, believing God. Hallelujah. A lot of verses said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me, but restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors their ways, and sinners shall come to repentance. You see, the great King David makes some mistakes right there by taking away the man's wife and get the man's wife pregnant, then kill the man, hallelujah, by a letter. His own death sentence. You know the story. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to understand that God wants to turn things around in our lives today. And there's a prophetic instruction that must be followed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wants to reopen doors in your life. When doors are closed, he's opened up doors. And maybe we're going through doors that he never opened. Hallelujah. Following instruction that he has never given. Going places that he never tell us to go. Doing things that we never receive. Hallelujah. Go ahead. A passport, a visa to travel into. Amen. And we are rebelling because God has took away our suitors from our mouths. And we are discomfited and discomforted by it. We are challenged left, right, and center. And we do not want to let up or let go. But I believe that there's a word today to release you into a new sphere, a new avenue by the power of God. Getting ready to manifest. He's getting ready to send his angel. Glory to God. Mary would have missed her opportunity to carry the promised child if she never followed instruction by what the angel Gabriel came to instruct her about, the messenger of God. She responded to these things, the Bible said, but then she said, be it unto me according to your will. Come on, somebody. She ended up carrying the promised child, a promised seed that is historical today. Hallelujah. I know a lot of women would like to be like Mary, who carried, in spite of the pain and the anguish she saw him suffer. But you look back at it, glory to God, it was worth it. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe what you're going through, God's going to turn it around. The story of, hallelujah, the man called Naaman. Naaman was a commander. Naaman was a captain of the army of Syria. Naaman was a great man, an honorable man, a man with power, a man with prestige. Glory to God, he was a warrior. He was a fighter. He was a man of great influence. He sat in the upper echelon of society. Wealth was at his disposal. He got the camel, the mules, the donkeys. He got silver. He got gold. The Bible tells you that he got great treasures. He knows exactly what a lavish gift to get his way around, because that's the way they used to live. If they want something, they pay for it. But glory to God, he was not ready to follow instruction. He was a great man. Amen. The Bible said it. It's written. The Bible speaks it out. Amen. Glory to God. He was respected among many army officers and associates. He walked with proud. He walked with pride and great prestige. He could have asked for anything, and it happens immediately to him. But glory to God, in spite of all his the status and the curtained mood of his intelligence and the battles that he have won and the mighty man of valor he was, The Bible says, but he was a leper. When the word, the conjugation, a word but come into a sentence, it changed the figurative, it changed the pattern and the speech, it changed the conjugation of the sentence. Hallelujah. Those of us this morning, there's a but in our life. I'm not talking about a B-U-T-T. I'm talking about a B-U-T. A but that is blocking us from our blessing, our destinies, our breakthroughs, our marriages, to be catapulted into citizenship and to acquire our green cards and papers to supposed to sign. There's a but that is limiting us from coming into new place and point with God, a dimension in which he has purpose for. There's a but that is dampening the anointing, holding back people from your church. There's a but that causing members to keep losing. I've been suffering under that just the same. People keep coming. People keep going. There's a but, hallelujah, that there's a witch has done something. Somebody has sprinkled powder or done something with oil, doing the incantation, pronounce a curse. There's a but by somebody coming in your car, sitting in the seat, but did something behind you. There's a but because there's a sickness that is on your life, a cancer, a glaucoma, a cataract, a heart disease, a heartburn, amen, a sinusitis, you name the sickness. There's a but that, hallelujah, they're saying that you're going to have to do an MRI, an ECG, a brain scan, a TC scan, an ultrasound. There's a but that is saying that you got high blood pressure, low blood pressure, sugar or diabetes. There's a but, hallelujah, that's something that is severe, cancerous, and is being determined to hold you back, and you're wondering when God is going to come through for you. I come against that but this day in the name of Jesus Christ, because, hallelujah, this man was a great, but there was a but that caused, hallelujah, a limitation to him on the corridors in spite of how powerful he was. Something was limiting him to reach the edge or the threshold of the level of his glory. There was a created contradiction that left him wanted and not having risen to the highest level of his capacity. It bring, hallelujah, a created handicap. It limits him. If you understand, a leper, hallelujah, lose arms and legs and created movemental. The movement of his body was limited. His motor skills were not able to operate in depth because it takes off sections of the body. And a leper, when coming in, have to make an announcement that they were lepers, else they could be stoned in the crowd. He had a problem in spite of how powerful he is. You may say, I'm an intercessor, I am an evangelist, I'm a pastor, I'm a apostle, I'm a prophet. Hallelujah, this word is not for me. But when you check deep down, there's a but in your life that needs to be read off. Hallelujah, and God is sending an instruction to you, and it's maybe just need to be obedient. Get off your pride, your pumps and your pride. The Bible said pride cometh before destruction, and the heart is split before a fall. Maybe God is telling you a very long time to sow seed into a ministry, to help somebody, to feed the homeless, to go out there to evangelize, to reach the unreached, to teach the unteached, to preach the unpreached. But deep down in your heart, you're too busy, you're caught up doing your own stuff. Hallelujah. This, and there's a but every time you're supposed to go out there, but I'm human, but hallelujah, and human forget, but I can't make it, but I'm sick, but I can't go pray for people because I'm sick, but I'm discouraged, but I'm disillusioned, but I'm in despair, but the situation look disastrous, but it look like I'm not going to overcome, but it look like I'm being witchcraft, but it look like I'm being tormented, but it look like I'm being weakened, but it look like they don't want me back down that church, but it look like I'm not their favorite, but it look like I'm not favored anymore, but it look like God have left me, but it look like Zikotiza Nande La Katara. What is your but today? And that is an excuse. Hallelujah. But is a contradiction. But it, hallelujah, a created demonic confession that set a limitation. Hallelujah. That you will not be catapulted beyond the dimension in which God so desires for you. I come to preach to your spirit and pray that the Lord God Almighty will rise in you, because he's a divine enabler, and he knows that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I pray today, and knowing that you're more than a conqueror, and he said to cast all care upon him because he cared for you. The word declare, I believe in Isaiah the 40th chapter, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord God is an enabler to get you to the next place, the next level. Ah, we have been distant from him, and things look like they will work out for you, but glory be to the Most High God. Ah, this day we come against what the things are. You may be hijacked. Your destiny may be hijacked, and you seem like you're not going to make it. And we know their destiny hijackers. They come, glory to God, to mesmerize and to create limitation. Hallelujah. Upon our lives and cause us not to rise into the place. Hallelujah. That God has designated for us, but we come. Hallelujah. This day against the evil arrow, the created foundations in which they have risen against us. We reject the witch ment, and we come against every arisen power for foundation that hijack our stars and hijack our purposes. And these are created must the evil arrow that fired at our destiny. Amen. Glory to God. We fire them back, and we kill the shooter this day in Jesus Christ's name. Any destiny hijacker assigned from the pit of hell to destroy the foundation of our life must die in Jesus Christ's name. We command their death and their burial in the name of no resurrection. We pray that by faith, every destiny hijacker that has vowed to bluff the foundation of your life through Christ's judgment of death shall come to them, and they shall no longer arisen. We pray against every created bewitchment and curse program against you that is causing a butt in your life, generationally, ancestrally, plantationally, behaviorally. We wipe them out of our foundation, and we break these things by fire and by thunder and by lightning in Jesus Christ's name. Created destiny hijacker, glory to God. We and the people of God will no longer be a candidate in the valley or in the deep pit. We rise under the power of the spirit of Elijah and the power of the spirit of Elijah and the power of the spirit of Jehu. We war, hallelujah, glory to God, every power that set out, glory to God, to disintegrate a personality, to cause human agent to assign to hinder your progress, to block you in 2023. They may have risen up against you in 2022, but I rise as an oracle, the servant of God today, and I help to break these things that concerning you. I pray that my fear, these words will go forth like a recognized wind in the spirit, and we pray that the life will come to you. We decree and we declare the breath of God in the name of Jesus Christ, who are risen to breathe fresh breath, the new power of God, hallelujah, the rock of God, the wind of God, and the dust of God shall establish glory upon your foundation. We decree and we declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that every created destiny hijacker against your foundation shall suddenly catch fire and burn to ashes in Jesus Christ's almighty name. I declare burn to ashes. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ to the foundation in which you are from. We disintegrate. We cut some of you off from the line. Is hallelujah. I will break bloodline curse, bloodline operation, bloodline disease, bloodline order, blood nikwasai umya zakri vidya kutiel en kuti bangwai zakwai dikwanim bel koviti etel mudi etelia El suto kireria nandirio kosiri kivilia empordi zike tilmilia leloturia endarge dice che lilia mari miemboria parite siolti e delia cattivia tailia sagidia baria cattuse delia zabaria cattilia melia debia seke ruta si e delia caparia rechie sindoria ca right from that place of discomfort, right from this place of despair, right from the place of feeling disillusioned, feeling weak or lethargic in your body, I command strength to come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are on a spiritual journey, and it's no time to quit. Now I decree and declare that you will rise into your divine potential. I pray that the power of the Lord God Almighty shall bring you into utter place of his glory, manifestation in upon your life. Blood of Jesus, we decree and declare that you'll cleanse that woman, cleanse that man, fix that marriage, fix that home. Documentation that needs to be affixed for the house. We break the spirit of foreclosure. You'll not lose your house, your car, your land, whatever you have labored for. You will not be dispossessed. You will not be castrated under the power of that kingdom. I declare and declare that you shall arise. You will not be deported, whether in England, United States, and Canada. We break the spirit of deportation, the spirit of amputation. We decree and we declare against it by the power of the living God. I rise as a servant of God that this shall be a new day by the power of the living God. We are risen on this 29th day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and my breath month in the name of Jesus Christ of the Lord. Hallelujah, shall birth something new for you as I believe by faith. Hallelujah, that the Lord God will birth it for you, birth it for me. and birthing something new upon your life. I decree and declare that the birthing of newness, the birthing of greatness, the birthing of power, the birthing, hallelujah, of catapulting beyond dimension, with reaching the fourth dimension in the spirit, the birthing that you bypass surface wicked operation and go behind the veil, the birthing, glory of God, that you step into the holies of holies, that whatever heaven is pregnant with for you, you shall manifest in it. I declare and I declare that you shall rise into your substance, and the power, almighty God, that you shall be healed. Sickness shall be removed from you, your family members, glory of God, friends and associates, your daughter, almighty God, he will not take what belongs to you. He have had you to cry in the past, but I pray that you will not have to cry over no loved one. No, you will not have to cry over your son, cry over your daughter, cry over your husband, cry over the wife, cry over any relative. You will not have to bury nobody in 2023. I pray that, hallelujah, that 2023 will only engulf and bring you to a place of life and life everlasting. I declare life. I declare life over you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth. That everything that intend to hijack your glory, hallelujah, this shall manifest, hallelujah, and become a glory carrier. I declare and I declare, glory of God and the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, anchor your life in the name of Jesus Christ, the raw undiluted power. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, will hook your head unto divine destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, glory destroyer, a sign against the destiny, shall perish by fire. Makati, roko sikra tarabaha. Anyone want to destroy your glory, perish your glory, shall be destroyed by fire and lightning in the name of Jesus Christ. By fire and by thunder, you shall recover back all the stolen glory in the name of Jesus Christ. The stolen glory that somebody shall hear your story. A stolen glory, stolen power, your stolen glory of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the stolen essence, the stolen recognition, your stolen glory of God manifestation, your stolen promotion, your stolen salary raise.
Yeah.
name I command that you trample upon the evil idiot and alter the serpents and whatever dragons that set to rise against you. We pray for divine trampling now. Instruction, leave your feet wherever you are, like you're doing some dragging on the spot. I pray that you trample upon a free got a destiny, killer destiny, Jim. We command, we trample them that they sunk in the very earth and catch fire, become dust, become vaporized. The hands of the Lord God arise this day and insert as the angels stand with me to bring forth this podcast. I declare and I declare the power of the Lord. Hallelujah, shall defend us. Hallelujah, in every way that we need to be defended. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, another nothing will hold back. Your ministry and your calling will rise today in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall prevail, 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 we shall prevail, we shall prevail, you shall prevail, we shall prevail, we shall prevail, we shall testify of the power and manifestation of the Lord God Almighty. We pray that this word will go forth like a rocket line with no other flavor and go to somebody's house, hallelujah, somebody's situation, that they will be filled, they will feel relieved. Let this voice and its echo and echo in the corners of the house, in the church, in the mask, in the tent, Almighty God, whatever has been there, sitting, taking residence, Almighty God will take their flight. They'll go back to the sender, to affect the sender. They will go back, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and then to do damage to the harm to those who are recourse here, Rimania, Rebian and Dikevutia, Varian and Sevuta, Kiela Maria Kata, Rebidukosia, Belgimia, Nani Botia, Velia, Vito Kuchenia, and Vilia Gandiliotia, and Nia Bodia Varia, and Vilia Ketilia, Manania Garia, and Vilia Garia de Bosia. Hey, thank you. Let me find somebody today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord God shall bring it to a point of rescue, according to Job 8:22. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame. Amen. Hallelujah. And the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. I said, they that hate thee shall be clothed with shame. And hallelujah. And the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall still go by, according to Job 11:20. But the eyes of the wicked shall feel, and they shall not escape. And their hope shall be, hallelujah, as the giving up of the ghost. You know, hear what I'm saying? Job 11:20. But the eyes of the wicked shall feel. Amen. They shall become blind, and they shall not escape. And their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Who am I talking to today? The wicked shall feel. And the Lord God Almighty, the word of God, hallelujah, very bad news for the wicked. In the name of Jesus Christ, we got bad news for the wicked, not good news. They shall not rejoice this morning, according to Psalms 27:2, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me, hallelujah, to eat up my flesh. They shall stumble and fall. I declare and I declare that, oh, I don't know which wicked that is in your life, but they shall fall. They shall come to a place of paralysis. They shall come under their own demise and their destruction. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, they brought their place in our life to cause a tremendous overwhelming factor that you are great, you are honorable, you are full, you are mighty woman and mighty man of valor. But there is something creating a mood, hallelujah, of destructivity, creating a blockage. It is being done. I know that there's a but. I write against the but, even in my own life, as the Lord, hallelujah, instruct me to instruct you. I'm following instruction to see him. That if the, hallelujah, the messenger do not get a message, why deliver a message? In the name of Jesus Christ, I took the message first, and I tell you, hallelujah to God, I am a tokisha vokisha farakifo toskieta, rising to a place of following instruction. The instruction may be uncrutched, the instruction may be Peter's shadow, Paul's uncrutched, the instruction is to make go to the Jordan River, to dip or whatever river. Glory to God, whatever the instructions are this morning, the Lord may tell you to take 3 stone or 4 stone, east, west, north, south. But it's an instruction for you, whatever he's saying, he probably told you, telling you to pour oil all around your house. Glory to God, hallelujah, and anoint your children, anoint your old soul, or read some psalm, or declare some scriptures over your life. He may be saying go fast in a couple of days, but whatever the instructions are, there's a word for you that the Lord God wants to use to get you out. It's probably something that you have never done yet. Blind Bartimaeus, glory to God, he spot on the ground, spot on the spot, and put the earth over his eyes. Hallelujah. Wiped it and prayed and asked him to see. Said he see men as like trees. He did it again and then he see men as men. There are strange things that God will use to get you out. Strange methods, strange means. I believe something strange is getting ready to happen to you because God is going to use a strange method, a strange mean to get you something mesmerizing and miraculous because the kingdom of God, there are mysteries. And so it's greater than your human comprehension. It's greater than your knowledge, your degree, and your diploma, and your doctorate. It's greater than your sophistication for you to get your miracle. It's greater than you, hallelujah, sitting there wondering about it. It's not about your education, your degree, or the diploma are looking good. God have been telling you a very long time, but because of your pride and you're wondering what people will say, and now they will say it, and now they will classify you by past man classification, by past man, hallelujah, categorization of you, and step into the water, because the water is troubled. For too long, you have been at the pool for 13 years, and you're waiting for somebody to push you in. Get up! Hallelujah! And in the name of Jesus Christ, and get in the troubled water, because the water is troubled this morning. Get up. The Lord God has troubled the water for you. The wicked shall no longer reign over your life. You're on a journey. And there's a prophetic release over your life today. You're on a journey to come to the releasing of your potential. You're on a glory, a journey that the Lord God Almighty is causing, glory to God, God, I see the Holy Spirit. You're shooting down every destiny I just assigned against your glory. Ah, God Almighty. The sun, the moon, and the stars shall vomit every enchantment against your life. Everything against your head. And to cause it to go back to the enemy. And trying to close it. The glory, our glory shall manifest by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The glory of our destiny shall arise and shine one more time as the sun shining right here in beautiful Jamaica. The Lord God shall arise and every destiny hijacker shall be scattered. They shall die and come to a place of shame. They shall suddenly catch fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whoever will release that which belongs to us, their needs, a divine contact, a place of favor, the person whom God assigned to take us to the next level, our destiny helper. Release our destiny helper today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and we declare that every lost opportunity, hallelujah, shall begin to come back and find us, locate us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare that the Holy Spirit of God shall rearrange our life to a point of breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare our lost glory shall not overshadow us, overwhelm us, hallelujah, and to cause us to come into a basking place of liberty. We declare that, hallelujah, poverty, hallelujah, that is set out to create us, hallelujah, us to cry, and the sigh shall not be broken and catch fire, and we shall come into a point and a place of liberty. We shall arisen, hallelujah, to our place, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we shall be prosperous. We shall engulf in new point, new places. Every marine power that is assigned to hijack our destiny shall scatter and die. Every witchcraft arrangement to hijack our destiny, receive now the power of the Lord God in reverse order in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything planted in our life to destroy our potential, come out by thunder, come out by lightning in the name of Jesus Christ. Any gift we have received that has been polluted, Almighty God, and our potential that has been limited, and we have been locked down and feel lethargic and weak, we arise and we command him to be roasted in Jesus Christ. Him, every destiny attacker working to steal our potential. What are you waiting for? Are you from assault and die in the mighty name of Jesus Christ? Anyone who accepts witchcraft in order to hijack our potential, hallelujah, and our children, you are a liar, be disgraced. Anything that goes against our marriage ministry and calling, we command you no longer to work in this region. Your time has come, your time is up. Enough is enough. We serve your notice from our life. Every anti-prosperity dream, killer, we command you to die now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will no longer reign, no longer rule, no longer work. In the name of Jesus Christ, your time is up, your time is up, your time is up, your time is up. We send an instruction to somebody that will bypass the destruction. You're coming out of demonic pollution. You're rising to a place of divine elevation. Reclaiming your position and reclaiming your possession. In the name of Jesus, going into your place of your promised land. My God of war. We thank you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mando Rohosa. Ribada Satila. Saila. 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 Telalian. Sia ube sia mania kata. Lio die simanie kumara. Zaini kabutima. Ziti makumba. Zaiti tibutiaka. Iliya kumba, saigiriyo kumetia, saigiriya busaka. Iko to siyote na kata. Nauti bela, javye na katia. Laro koteski minya, orreto siyavana niti yedersushka. Ila varu yese budu kefishkitia. Orreto skavina dembi adasu kutia. Orreto skivya ninja kavuta kavya. La barca vuota schiedere un buon dietro che c'è. Rotta schedita cadusta via barca via baba. La barba la cattuscia per te che le mani la capa. Rotta si viene a andare a casi cattori di vele. Rotta si viene in giacatura della cattuscia per la vete catala. L'idio cosce di varecchia sta putti la cattuscia nena ca. Tagliata ca vite coduri della cattiva mana catà. E la roccia che turi della casana. Ah, yada chi mana! Zaiki no videdia. Liode simani e timie. Ruzile rima. Saigiri e buie. Saukumuni abu. Saigiburi e. Siuri e kia. Siuri e kebe. Unurro si va. Ma il re cadarà. Saluti e gelies. Sai fede cos'è? Salvarà chi tu sei. Salvarà chi tu sia. E andare a capire che te lo. E baras che viene una mazut. Le appara che tu sia viene una mazut. Araba che sutia. Arracatis cotoria della catas. E imbaracatis o chi viene. Loro te sta cavan. Loro chi sta e par de vice. Rutto scavina la via. I close this day. Podcast by according to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. There is a direction that God wants to direct you into. There's a place, there's a person, there's a thing. There's an action that he wants for you to carry out. In your time of prayer, listen to him. Don't be like Naaman who quarreled about where he was supposed to dip, but then eventually dipped and see the manifestation of God. There's a prophetic unction, a prophetic declaration, a prophetic direction. Probably come in a dream. Some probably said it. You probably have a day vision, open vision. You probably hear a preacher preach. And God is saying something to you. And when you take that action, or through that medium, God will bring a revelation. And when you take that, move by that revelation, situation will be solved and the rest will be history, because God will get rid of your enemy. I use this medium again to encourage your spirit, your servant, for the servant of God, Korean Mears, right down here in Jamaica, Westmoreland, who continue to hold the bloodstained banner high. Hope somebody's been blessed, refreshed, renewed, empowered, encouraged, and engulfed into new opportunities. As I said before, follow instruction, because God is going to catapult you. Lamentation. So it is hard to call 530-0800 as they get ready for church. I believe they said that they're going to surprise me because it's my birthday tomorrow. And there are a whole lot of stuff going on. But I thank God for another year, another day, another move of his power. Be blessed and be strong. You enjoy this podcast. Hope it rejuvenates your spirit and empower you. Because the best is yet to come. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. Yep, God bless you. You just heard from Apostle Cleon Mears. He's our apostle and bishop for the Fivefold Ministry, connecting churches in the Caribbean and around the world. Some of the language that he said was not only in Nigerian dialect, African dialect, but he also spoke in French. So we thank God for Glory House Church in Jamaica. We thank God that we were able to hear a dynamic service as well as a prayer. Not only should we follow instructions, but do what God told us to do. You can't get no better than that. That was a powerful word. Some of us forget and do our own thing, and we do the things that we want to do and not follow the direction completely what God has told us to do. So, again, you've been listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We went to the nation of Jamaica, and truly we were so blessed and so honored to fellowship one another with our brothers in the Lord. God bless you again. And remember, when you do what God told you to do, you don't have to worry about being out of the will of God, but in the presence of God. And I'm going to touch and agree with his prayer. It said, if two would touch and agree, we can say to that mountain, be thou removed. I'm going to call my psalmist at this time, my daughter, Sydney. You want to come in? I'm going to have prayer. We're going to take a young lady to the throne. I'm asking everybody that's listening to the broadcast to touch and agree with us. We are praying for the vital signs, and we're praying for a mother. We are praying for a miracle and a turnaround for this young lady. What's her name?
Beverly Rome.
Beverly Rome. Okay, let us touch and agree. And with Apostle Mia's prayer as well as the prayer here, I'm asking all intercessors, all of those who they say the prayer of the righteous prevaileth much, to touch and agree with me again. Her name is?
Beverly Rome.
Beverly Rome. Heavenly Father, you have heard this request for Miss Beverly Rome. You have heard your servant Apostle Mears in Jamaica. Father, you said where two touch and agree, we can say to that mountain, be thou removed. Mountain of a negative doctor's report, we rebuke it and bind it up and send it back to the pit of hell. God can do anything but fail. Father, you said that we should pray ye one for another. It is not by our might, but it is by the blood of Calvary. It is by the spirit of the Holy Ghost that, Father, we are tugging at the hem of your garment. Father, I'm asking you to touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Father, I decree and declare right now, we speak to that brain, and we command it in the name of Jesus, the blood of Calvary, to make whole, to come to remembrance, to come out and wake up in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to the organs. We speak to all the things that's in her body right now, that it will be refreshed, renewed, and, Father, that it will be united and even united, God, that it will just do a breakthrough, even through the miraculous, even through what the doctor said, even in the medicines, God, that you can do anything but fail. We decree healing from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. We speak to that brain, that headache, that aneurysm right now to be healed by the blood of the Lamb. Father, we speak to the heart to pump and to have the regular beats that it's supposed to have by the blood of Calvary. We believe it so we can receive it. Hey, hallelujah. Father, we decree and declare that all her organs, all her bloodstream, all her cells will come in alignment, Father, that you have made and breathed breath into her body. Father, you put the doctors here, you put the medicine here so that we can have a chance, Father, to be healed miraculously, not only through your word and through your power, but you've made medications, doctors, and nurses, and you have fixed it that we have hospitals, that we are truly a furnace in your love. We thank you for supplying everything that we need. We thank you for giving. We're going to hear another doctor's report. I'm asking for my B, who we prayed before for somebody that was in a hospital and the vital signs was down, the doctors was giving up, and today they're alive and they're living in their well. And I'm asking you, come on and touch with me, B. Come on, Pastor Gaskin. Come on, all of those that listen tonight. It's not by my might, but it's by United Front. I'm asking the angels of God, Gabriel and Michael, we release you to north, west, south, and east wind. Go to the hospital bed. Go to the room right now. Cover. We ask the angels of God to just lift her up, that she will be well in the name of Jesus. We curse and rebuke deaf angels, send you back to the pit of the hell. And, Father, we touch and agree with Apostle Mears, God, that he say that we need to follow your direction. Father, give us discernment. Give us the wisdom. Give us the insight. Give us the patience. Give us the obedience to follow your direction. Not only this in the word that you're speaking to us in the spirit. Father, we curse anything that's hindering us on our jobs, in our homes, in our family, in our marriages, in our health, anything that's not like God, we rebuke it and send it back to the pit of hell. We decree and declare as apostles and prophets and preachers and teachers, evangelists, and saved souls of God that we stand in agreement on Calvary's cross, the blood of the Lamb, that we stand in the name of Yeshua. We stand in the name of Elohim. We stand in the name of Raphael. We stand in the name of Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. It is done. It is finished. It is blessed. We curse anything that's not like God and send it back to where it came, to the pit of hell. And we decree healing and blessings. And guess what? We don't have to cry no more. God bless you again. We're going to go over a few minutes and just close out with our Bob Marley. Oh, woman, don't you cry. You know why? Because God got the victory in this prayer. Thank you so much. Tune in to us on Sunday mornings. We'll be on the same radio dial Sunday morning. God bless you again. Amen, amen, and amen. And remember, if God can't do it, it can't be done. So hold your head up. You're not defeated. And tell that devil, get up under your feet. Guess what? Because you are released in a miracle. Amen and amen. And God bless you as we go in and just close out. Amen.